McDonald's workers protesting in 13 cities today carried signs saying, "McDonald's, we need to talk." Those protesters were joined by four Democratic presidential hopefuls in cities around the country who support their calls for higher wages and better protections against sexual harassment. One of the rallies took place outside the Dallas Hotel, where the fast food chain held its annual shareholder meeting, as NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports.
Security guards stopped hundreds of McDonald's cashiers and cooks from entering the shareholder meeting. But just before that, workers got a pep talk from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders joined the protest in Dallas via video conference. He pledged to make it easier to unionize and demand a $15 an hour minimum wage.
And now we have got to focus on the fast food industry. We have got to focus on McDonald's. You guys are being exploited.
These protests began 7 years ago, calling for higher wages at McDonald's and other fast food chains. Since then, the movement has added to its list of workplace grievances and is winning support from Democratic presidential hopefuls. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee joined the protest in Chicago, Julian Castro, the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, in Durham, and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio in Des Moines. That attention is encouraging to Kimberly Lawson. Last year, she filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, alleging her coworker groped her. She says the company didn't address her concerns. Then she says her manager started sexually harassing her as well.
After I seen that nothing was done to the coworker and he was still actually working the same shift as me, I didn't even bother reporting the manager because at that point I just felt like they didn't care.
Earlier this week, 25 other workers filed sexual harassment complaints with support from the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund and the Fight for 15 labor group. The number of complaints filed against McDonald's over the last 3 years now totals over 50. McDonald's says it has strengthened its sexual harassment policy, offering training and an anonymous tip line for employees to report. In a statement, it said it is committed to providing a safe and respectful work environment for its workers. But Lawson says she feels ignored by the company. As she stood outside the security perimeter of the shareholder meeting, attendees walked past the workers. Lawson flew to Dallas from her home in Kansas City. Co-workers and others chipped in for her ticket, she says, because she couldn't afford it, earning $10 an hour. She works two jobs at McDonald's. It's a struggle, she says, as a single mom trying to support her four-year-old girl.
I couldn't, really afford to pay my bills. I had to deal with being homeless. I had to deal with so many things behind not making enough.
McDonald's says 90% of its restaurants are franchises, and those franchisees set those wages. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.